Moncrief on News Talk.
In Ireland, if you're going out for dinner, you might book for, say, 7 or 8 o'clock, perhaps even later if you're childless and a bit more energetic. But in some parts of the world, the restaurants would be getting ready to close by that hour. In others, people wouldn't even be thinking of going out yet. So why does that vary? A food magazine has tracked where it's easiest to get a late night booking. In Cairo, you can go out for dinner at midnight. In Auckland, not so much. Holly Dalton is a chef and director of Conbini Condiments. Holly, good afternoon to you.
How's it going? Thanks for having me on.
Is it weather, Holly?
You know, it's something that it's not really in the conversation much, but I think that definitely has to have a lot to do with it. Like people in Auckland and New Zealand, they tend to eat a lot earlier. I feel like Ireland's kind of in the earlier side of things. Mm. And then if you're looking at Spain, obviously a much hotter country, they eat later. You know, if you go out in Spain at 5 or 6 o'clock, like it's hot, you know what I mean? And like heat, it doesn't often kind of a little bit of an appetite suppressant. And you know, Ireland, it's dark, you know, in Scandinavia, these places get dark early. You know, you want to eat earlier, you want to go to bed earlier. I think that definitely has to play a huge part. And like you said earlier about Cairo, you know, it's like a temperature comes into it, you want to eat later. I think that definitely plays a huge part. That's not really talked about that much.
Okay, yeah, because it seems as if the further south you go, certainly in Europe, the later people the later restaurants will stay open, or that you can get
Absolutely. And I think as well, in a lot of these places, people kind of tend to take the kind of the schedule of meals is a little bit different. Like I know in Spain, it's not very much about the whole 3 meals a day. It's kind of more like 5 smaller meals because you're taking a rest period during the day in like a hotter country. So for us, for, you know, the average Irish person, say you're going to have lunch at 12, 1 o'clock, you'd be starving by the time it gets to 6 or 7. Like if you're going to wait till midnight, you're going to pass away. So it's not going to happen, you know? So you have to eat. Well, for me, like, I could not wait till 9 o'clock. I'd be dead. You know, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you. Plus, also, like, even if you had a little snack and waited until 9:30 or 10, then you just wouldn't, you know, what time would you get to sleep? Because you'd be digesting your food and then, you know, off.
Like, what time are these people getting up for work? That's what I want to know. Like,
yeah.
And I think as well, it's important for me anyway, and I feel like a lot of people, you know, dinner can often be a little bit of an intense time. It's like, okay, what are we eating? What are we having for dinner? Okay, what are we cooking? Oh, are we going out? Who are we meeting? Where are we going? What am I going to order? It's a lot of kind of decision making, no matter if you're eating at home or out. And then after that, you kind of have to have the now, like little rest period. Let's, you know, decant, let's unwind after the dinner. Whereas if you're eating at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, where's your little rest period? You're going to bed full. You might be full of espresso. You might have had a coffee after dinner. You don't know what's going on. It's your whole circadian rhythm is going to be completely out of whack.
Yeah, that often baffles me. People will go out for dinner and then have an espresso afterwards. So you're ding again. It's an odd one. Really? I know, I've done it myself. And I thought, why am I doing this? I'm just, you know.
I do it all the time. Like that's, I don't know, there's something wrong with us. We suddenly think that that's appropriate to do. You know, but if you're not going out for dinner, it's like, you know, a coffee after two is like, oh my God, what? Well, you know, what am I? Like, this is insane. You know, this is insanity. So
I wonder also because a lot of the countries where you can almost dine around the clock. I wonder has religion something to do with it? Because say in a Muslim, like here, we'd say we're going out to dinner, but we're also going out to drink wine as well as have dinner. But say in a Muslim country where you're just literally just going out for your dinner, a hangover mightn't be as big a factor.
Yeah, as well, it's an interesting one though, because I have found a lot of, you know, Muslim countries often have kind of coffee houses that open very, very late and, you know, restaurants that open very late. So I think alcohol, yeah, obviously it comes into it a little bit. But, you know, I think people still do go out late. I think even arguably later than Irish people. I definitely think in the last kind of 10 years, Ireland in general, it's seen a little bit of a decline in nightlife, a little bit of a decline in quality of nightlife. And I think that's definitely having an effect. Like people tend to leave the city centre earlier. Public transport comes into play. You know, if the last bus could be 11:30 and then after that, it's taxi territory. You know, a lot of these places are certainly more walkable cities and, you know, cities with better public transport links. That's also going to have a huge impact. And also what's going on in the town? Is there a show? What time is the show on? Do they have kind of late shows? You know, are you going to be going out for dinner before or after? Like here we have a pre-theatre menu. That's kind of a thing you might see around if you're near a theatre. But very often, like, you wouldn't get like dinner afterwards. That's kind of not really a thing here. Like, you know, you go to a theatre, you might have a drink, one drink afterwards, maybe two, and then you're heading home. It's kind of the thoughts of going out for dinner after the theatre is kind of, that's a bit wild here. It doesn't really happen. Like, I want to know, is there any restaurants in Dublin say that, like, most restaurants that I've worked in, the last booking would be 9:30. I don't think I've ever worked that has anywhere that had a later booking than 9:30. Yeah. I've worked in a lot of different places, you know.
Yeah, I'd be surprised too. Yeah, but also there's kind of an odd, and I mean, this is notwithstanding the amount of restaurants that are closing down because of economic strains. But like, you know, this magazine says a 9:30, as you say, that would be tend to be our last booking in Dublin. In Madrid, it's 11:00. Like, what kind of hours are the chefs working then?
Yeah, no, it must be insane. And I've spent a good bit of time in Madrid. I have family over there. And, you know, we would still go out for dinner at 7:00, even in Madrid. And I'm talking about there's tumbleweeds blowing through the restaurants. And like, we are leaving, say, about 9:00. And the first few stragglers are coming in at that time. But also what I think is wild is that the places are still open. So these chefs could be starting a dinner service at 5:00 and ending a dinner service at what, like 2 a.m.? And I would like to think, you know, with my hospitality hat firmly on, I would definitely say that this is the same chef doing that shift. It's not like they're going to have a shift change during a busy service. I seriously, seriously doubt that. So from a quality of life standpoint for chefs, I definitely, obviously a shorter service is going to be better. But then for the financial end of things for the restaurant, obviously a longer service is better. And as well, like, even in Ireland, in general, it's very restrictive in terms of when you can eat. A lot of places would close during the day. The kind of concept of a 24-hour place or a place that opens late, it's pretty much non-existent in Ireland outside of even hotels. And even I was staying in somewhere during the summer, and it was a hotel, a very nice hotel. And, you know, they didn't even have room service after 7:00, which I thought was just like, that's mad. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, what do you think happens after 7? We all go to bed? Like, that's very early in my mind to cut off something like that.
Yes, I would have thought so. It's interesting, actually. Yeah, someone said, just back from Southwest Spain, where we holiday annually, we hate the hotel late dinners because you're going lying down in bed straight after. Lots of Gaviscon taken for heat burn and indigestion. We've sussed out a few places for a 6 to 7 meal. Much better, says Fina. And 9:30 is a late booking. That's here. Here in Galway, most places, it's 8 or 8:45 at the latest.
Yeah, and even I've lived in Dublin, you know, almost 15 years, and I've recently moved to Waterford, and definitely in Waterford, places close earlier. And it's not like Waterford's the middle of nowhere either, you know, but it definitely, the appetite, pardon the pun there, the double entendre, the appetite to eat out later, it's just not there. And, you know, I am coming from a position of someone like, I have a young baby, you know, a little bit more restrictive. But in saying that, in my pre-baby time, I never ate out. Like, even after, God, I'd say the latest I'd eat out is 7, you know, which I think is mad. But I think a lot of it is, we have a very strong drinking culture in Ireland, and we tend to go to the pub later. Like, that's fine. But when it comes to food, I think there's a big separation between food and alcohol in Ireland. And you're either going out drinking or you're going out for food. And those two don't really mix. Whereas, you know, I've spent a good bit of time in Japan, and there you could be going out to all hours of the night, but you'd be eating food the entire time. Food is intrinsically linked with alcohol. Like, you would never go to a bar that didn't serve food. I don't think I've ever been in a bar in Japan that didn't have food. And same in Spain. Like, you know yourself, you order a drink in Spain, they give you a little piece of cheese, a little bit of cracker, even like a little bowl of popcorn. Food is just there all the time. So there's that culture of eating late and kind of eating, picking nonstop seems to be the culture as well.
Now, this is interesting because I'm getting texts from people that are directly contradict each other. For instance, one person says eating late is contributing hugely to obesity. A friend of mine gave up eating meals after 6 and lost so much weight that nobody recognised him at first glance. Another texter says, if you look at the Southern Europeans, they eat very late. They are all really slim and good looking. So maybe we're doing it wrong. I wonder, is that why they don't eat big breakfasts?
I think with us, we're a nation, though, of, you know, we have dinner And then suddenly the Maltesers and the ice cream kind of come out around 9 o'clock. It's not the eating out. It's the eating at home. You know, we have a great shame culture in Ireland. We really embrace that. And it's kind of like the biscuit tin and the, oh, look, sure, we'll just have a few and we'll just open the packet there and, you know, whatever, it's fine. And it's away from prying eyes. I mean, we're doing something wrong because, you know, our obesity levels are very high. So it's not, I think we do eat, but we tend to kind of eat after dinner and away from prying eyes. We're big shame eaters, where I think in a lot of, you know, Southern Europe, there's maybe less of a shame culture around food. Food is really celebrated. Food is a big symbol of life and, you know, respect for the land, respect for the seasons, seasonality. Seasonality, I definitely think, has been a bigger conversation point in Irish food in, you know, recent years. But at the end of the day, it's for a long time, it was turnips, potatoes, carrots. That was kind of all we had going for us. So not a whole lot to, you know, sing about.
We should have been ashamed of that, really. Holly, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Holly Dalton there, a chef and director of Conbini Condiments. Someone says, isn't it, daytime bookings are massive in Ireland. I own a cafe in Ranelagh. Last year, we decided to open earlier at 12 p.m. and close at 8 p.m. That way, we are booked up for every sitting, mostly brunch, higher markup as it's mostly eggs, bacon, etc. That could be one way of surviving.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.